and welcome back to the Green Front, talking about my two favorite subjects today. First, climate change, climate extremes, climate chaos, global weirding as the snow falls across much of the country. It's a beautiful sunny day, supposed to be up to about 70 degrees here in the Bay Area. Not to rub it into all of you suffering through cold weather, but to point out once again that Mother Nature is confused. We've been fueling her with too much CO2. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we're out of whack and this is not sustainable. So that's my first favorite subject, even though it is sometimes pretty discouraging and depressing to talk about it. I love to speak with people like Joseph Rome who are staying on top of it and working towards the day when we all wake up and smell the CO2 and do something about it. There's so much each of us can do in our daily lives at the local community, state, regional, national, global level. We make choices every day, every minute of every day, and we need to know what we can do to make a difference in a positive direction, or we will just suffer the impacts of our ignorance or, you know, negative impact. And I don't think anyone really wants to be responsible for that, certainly no parent. So we're going to talk about the positive things we can do, and beginning with what we consume, how we consume, not just what we put into our car gas tanks, but what we put into our bodies. And I've recently been introduced to a raw food diet and a plant-based diet. Not that that's new, but I mean, I've introduced to having a complete plant-based raw diet for just 1 week, but it made a difference in terms of my well-being, how I felt physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all that good woo-woo California stuff. It's true. So I am becoming a convert, and I wanted to have one of the women I've been aware of for years who's been leading the effort to raise awareness about the possibility, the promise of eating a food that is a diet, rather, that's based on food that does not involve slaughtering any animals or any major manufacturing. In fact, doesn't even involve cooking, and that is a diet that is primarily raw. And Lydia is the leader of that movement in the Bay Area, perhaps in the country, I suspect, as well, since so many green trends do emanate here from California. I had to look up on her website Lydia's last name because she's just famous as Lydia around here. That's the name of her shop in Fairfax in Marin County. It's Lydia Kindheart, and she, in fact, does have a kind heart because her passion is introducing people to this way of eating. And I had the pleasure of hearing her speak at her restaurant last week, and I said I want to get her on the program to talk about my other favorite topic, which is raw food. So welcome to the Green Front, Lydia.
Thank you. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Hi. Well, thank you. That was all very well put, and I liked your introduction about how our choices do make a difference.
Absolutely. And I was the one who had to duck out early before you finished your talk, or I would have come up and introduced myself. But
okay.
I certainly am a fan of Lydia's Love and Foods. And, but it was the first time I really got to hear your story. You have been at this a long time. Tell us what made you decide to devote your life to not only preparing this kind of food, but really educating people and really spreading the love that you feel for this kind of, you know, eating in a way that, you know, is kind all around.
Well, you know, sometimes there's serendipity and the universe pushes you in a certain direction, and that's what really happened to me. I've always had an affinity to feeding and nurturing people since I was a little girl, but then at 16 I studied diet and read a lot of books and started experimenting on myself and saw that food really does have an effect, and as I became aware also how it has a huge ecological impact. And the simpler we eat, you know, the less plastic and fossil fuels and all that we use. So it's been such a direction for me of, wow, I can really make a difference with myself, my community, and empower people. Yes, you can make a difference, and you can. Yeah, it's been my passion, and a lot of it has been from experimenting and a lot of feedback of touching people's lives. And I really bailed out of society a long time ago and just started foraging and living really simply in the woods, in the desert, and it really got me connected to nature and just simplicity of life. And then I wanted to reintegrate to make a difference because I can't hide from the world. We're all on the same planet, and I don't think that's the way how we're really going to change things. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go for it, and little by little things happen just naturally. didn't really expect to get this big, but it just happened.
and yet I know you've struggled because, you know, it has taken a while even around here for raw food to catch on in terms of restaurants. And, you know, you don't want to have a lot of food to go because there's packaging. You've really done a beautiful job of trying to minimize the waste involved.
Right.
Was there a point where you were trying to grow too fast, with the world not quite catching up? And I bet now that's beginning to change as, I mean, just yesterday on the Oprah show, I don't know if you know, but her program had Michael Pollan on it, Kathy Friston, with her new book on veganism. That's about as mainstream as you can get. So I suspect there's going to be a bulge in interest, a surge in interest, and none too soon.
Well, you know, 15 years ago, I started the first raw food restaurant in California, and people weren't ready for it. My boyfriend at the time said, you know, you're ahead of your times, and I was, you know, although other people have been doing it for years, Ann Wigmore and Victoris, but yes, it's definitely catched on, and Roxanne did a good job at really putting it out mainstream and other people. I'm kind of more of a simple person and just kind of focus on my work. I haven't done a lot of self-promoting and such. I'm more into, like, how much food can I make and how many different avenues can I feed people. So that's been my focus.
And you do you do a beautiful job, and your food is tasty and delicious. And Kathy Friston, I believe is how you pronounce her name, she's a Hollywood wife who's doing some really wonderful things with her passion for the environment and eating healthy. And she has this new book again, Veganism, I think it's called. You know, it showed some of Oprah's staff having a raw diet for a week. They actually did the raw challenge.
Wow.
And at first, you know, they were saying, ew, this doesn't taste good. And it showed one of the female producers, you know, at home with her husband and kids, and they were saying they didn't like it. But then Kathy went into the home and prepared it in a way that, you know, was a little bit more learned, and it tasted better. And so they became more open to it. And long story short, the husband went on this diet, I think was on it for 3 weeks, and one of the cameramen on the Oprah crew went on it, and they've, you know, lost 11 pounds, 14 pounds, and they're staying on it. Because, and these are big, bulky guys who look like they would probably eat a double cheeseburger with a Coke and fries and maybe, you know, a shake for dessert for lunch. And I just loved it. And they said, not only am I losing weight, but I feel good.
Yeah,
and these are just the kind of men that you would never, walking down the street, expect, you know, to be raw foodies.
Yeah.
And it really shows the potential of just giving it a try and being open to it. And that, here's the big secret, right? Not only is it better for the planet to not eat a meat-based diet, it's better for your body, but you feel amazing, clear-headed, and light-bodied. And that's what I've experienced in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, my, you know, people have always known me for my energy and how much I could do. That, you know, my mom says I get tired just watching you, but I have.
And I bet you don't. You don't even drink coffee.
No, I've never drank coffee in my life.
It's wheatgrass, right? Wheatgrass.
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, I think kale is a superfood. Greens, chlorophyll, and water is a superfood. Most people are dehydrated. And so, you know, life force, the more life force that you have, the more energy you have. And when you eat those things that are taxing on your body and literally poison, then you're always, you know, struggling. You're always dealing with that as opposed to giving yourself, your body and yourself life. So that's a focus of what I'm doing, trying to bring through my food not only how people can feel good, but education of choices that people can make. I've got my fresh food line in local stores and entrees, pâtés, desserts, and stuff. And I've got my crackers, cereals, and bars nationwide and a little bit overseas. And it's growing a lot and a lot of great response. And it's great to hear people's emails and such. I really pay attention as much as possible. So it's also, you know, people will buy it. But food combining, fiber, chlorophyll, care about people and want them to feel good.
So I just want to share a bit. I went down to the Optimum Health Institute in San Diego 3 weeks ago. They've been around about 35 years, have had some amazing results. There were several of the missionaries, mentors who worked there as volunteers, who were teaching exercise class in the morning, who I got to know and learn that each of these two women had arrived with stage 4 cancer, one with breast cancer, one with uterine cancer, and 4 months later were leaving seemingly healed. So amazing, miraculous results.
Absolutely.
From eating raw plants. plant-based diet, and they're on my website if anyone wants to go and look at their pictures. Quite amazing. Kirsten and Peg, the just embodied radiance and health. And these are young women who were told to go home and get their affairs in order, and instead they, you know, went on a journey, and this is where they went and what they found. So that was, I didn't expect to find that. I just went for kind of a mid-course correction to lose some weight and to really get a jump start on eating healthier so I didn't develop health problems. Yeah. I've lost 7 pounds, you know, and kept most of it off, even though I'm not doing 100% raw. I'm leaning into it as you do, but definitely folding it into my family's diet and loving it, and loving having food prep classes at my home now every Sunday.
We made
almond milk. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Love almond milk, but how do you, is there a fast way to take those skins off after you soak them? Because that's what's taking me a long time.
Yeah, but people get carried away with that. Okay, I don't even remember the name. I lose facts, but the stuff in the almond skin, if you soak them, it the water leaches that out, and you just wash the almonds. And when you blend the almonds, I don't peel them. When you blend them and then strain it, the skin stays in the bag in the pulp, so you're not having that. And it's very thin and like cellulose-like, and it doesn't really have much liquid. So if you do get some of those properties, it's so minute. I mean, it's...
Good to know, because that was taking too long. I'm learning patience, but I'm not that patient to sit there
and those kind of things are going to deter people. It's like, you know, I mean, how far do we go? You know,
right. Well, but almond milk, fresh almond milk in my chai, I'm still having a little bit of warm tea, is divine, absolutely divine.
Absolutely.
And so what I just wanted to share, a personal medical miracle myself. Depression has always run in my family, and I've been on an antidepressant most of my adult life. Just always thought I had to take it, because if I go without, forget it, or travel or whatever, after 3 days this dark cloud moves in, no matter, you know, how terrific my life may be. And so I went down there with my, you know, medication, prepared to take it after the 3-day juice fast. I didn't want to have pills in my stomach if I didn't have to, and I was feeling so good and knew, because I've gone raw for just a couple of days a couple of times in the past, that I probably would have that little mini euphoria benefit. Guess what? It's been 3.5 weeks. I have not taken it, and I feel terrific, and I haven't even been 100% raw since I got back, but I'm sharing that because there might be other people out there who would not have otherwise tried it, and for me, that's as miraculous as somebody turning around cancer, and probably improve my overall outlook for, you know, not getting problems down the road because of this change. So I'm a believer, and I'm a journalist. I'm a skeptic. Yes, I'm a green person, so I certainly was open. But people used to say to me, oh, you can affect, you know, your mood with food. And
absolutely.
I said, well, this is biochemical. This is something I inherited. It's genetic. You can only do so much. And guess what? It's absolutely possible so far, 3.5 weeks into it. So I just wanted to share that. Little experience that I've had, firsthand experience. So we just have about 10 minutes left, Lydia. Tell us what you think, how can you scale up what you're doing? Because I have this vision, this dream of starting a green and lean movement, you know, getting obese America, not only in terms of overeating food, but, you know, we're gluttonous in terms of the giant, you know, SUVs we're still driving around, even here in progressive Marin County, in terms of the McMansions, and just, you know, the bigger is better approach, I think, is finally peaking, and hopefully we're realizing some of the downside, the dark side of just, you know, having an ever larger footprint on the planet and with our bodies. We can't fit in airline seats anymore, you know, because there's so many obese Americans.
Yeah.
We got a problem. So how can we get America on a raw diet quickly here? What's the best way to do it?
Well, putting everybody on a raw diet, you know, might be kind of tough. And I think, you know, some transition, some pieces and parts where, you know, that's why my restaurant isn't totally raw, you know. So there's a mixture of both, because to change 100% raw can be really difficult for people and can take time. So,
and I guess I was being a little bit over, you know, enthusiastic, but not even just raw, just having switching from a meat-based to a plant-based diet. And, of course, when you learn about raw, it's all about food combining, too, and transit times. Who knew? You're not supposed to drink water and wine, especially while you're having dinner. You're supposed to keep, you know, the ingestion of liquids separate from food. These are things most people didn't know and would benefit from, because why? It makes your digestion that much more efficient, which gives you more energy to, you know, play.
Yeah, it dilutes your digestive enzymes, and it. So here we are. It's education, and a lot of the things that, you know, people a lot of people are sick, and then everything's based on fear. Take this, or, you know, these pills and stuff, or people are scared with their health, and they don't know what to do, and they haven't been educated. So it's empowering people, like, you can take health into your own hands, as opposed to popping a pill. You have to take responsibility for yourself. So it's empowering people and educating people and sharing what people know. And, you know, everybody knows somebody that's sick. So, like, just you sharing your experience with antidepressants, a lot of people heard that. So it's going to create something where people are going to look at that, and maybe they're going to try it, and then they'll share that with somebody else. It's all about sharing. And we've really confined ourselves to our own lives, and I think that's why we want to build more and have a bigger house and all that's based on competition and success and stepping on the other person. We have to change that reality that we're here to help each other, because this planet is not going to do well if with that kind of mentality. We have to help each other. We have to lend a hand to the person that you encounter, send a smile to somebody you've never met, and share whatever you can and be the best example that you can. And by nurturing yourself and through that mentality, it will spread like wildfire. And
that's
people
right.
say, what are you doing? Oh, what are you, you know, and
that's right.
try this. Oh,
well,
this is
when
good.
I see some
or,
of these
like,
people
you know,
who... Yeah, when I see people who are on a raw base diet, yourself included, and you're radiating health, you're just radiant, I say, I want some of that, you know, how
yeah,
did
exactly.
you get that?
Yeah.
And you know, we're trying to fill a void, aren't we? I mean, what's a lot of what's missing is community and connections,
yeah.
and so
yeah.
we eat, we buy, we shop, we overeat, we overshop, and yet the solution is so exquisitely simple, isn't it? And that's to kind of really go back to basics. I mean, I have a whole new, you know, enthusiasm about life and my life, just because guess what? While I try to get healthier, the weight's coming off. It's not even like that's the primary motive. I just love how I feel. So how are there any great websites, Lydia, where people can go if they really want to immerse themselves in this, if they can't go away for a week to the Optimum Health Institute or are not lucky enough to live near Lydia's to go get your food, you know, several times a week, if they really want to start learning about it, or books that you'd recommend? Listen to the show and tell your friends to listen.
Yeah.
That's a start, yeah. wherever it starts. I think we're going to be seeing more books out there. You know, Alicia Silverstone, the actress, just wrote a book, I think, called The Kind Diet. Again, Kathy Preston's book is Vegan or Veganism. It just seems like word's going to get out. And it'd be interesting to see what happens. What do you say? Because Michael Pollan, you know, the food expert and writer and educator extraordinaire from Berkeley, was saying he's concerned about if we say no meat, that it's going to be, you know, hard for those who are, you know, raising cattle, although there's certainly better, cleaner, more humane ways to do that. Some would argue there's none at all. That's what Kathy Freestone was saying. But what about, you know, farmers who are raising, you know, some of the things that are not really so good for us to eat?
Well, there's a huge demand for kale right now. They could take all that great manure, spread it around, and grow a lot of kale. And,
that's right. It's like corn with ethanol. We'll have good kale futures, bullish on kale. Because that's great. It's not only great for kale chips and great, you know, raw salads, delicious with just a little bit of lemon and salt. But what about wheatgrass? I think if I could invest in a wheatgrass farm, because at the Optimum Health Institute, not only were we drinking it, you know, two ounces twice a day, but we were also doing colonics with wheatgrass. So it's going, you know, down and up both ends. It's really, that's a powerful nutrient, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. It's a little more difficult to process because it's really sensitive, so you have to juice it on the spot and such. So for people who are willing to do that or, you know, go to some place and get it, absolutely. You know, I didn't say a particular book, but because I think sometimes things are too gourmet and too complicated, a lot of the raw food books. But Hippocrates' Health and Diet System is a great one. It's an older book and based on the Ann Wigmore principles, who was a founder of a lot of the raw food movement and all that, mm-hmm. and Brian Clements wrote it. And it's a great book to simplify science in layman's terms and a few recipes, and so you can get a base and understand the whys. And it's a small book. I really recommend that. I used to hand it out all the time. I hadn't thought of it for a minute, but
And leaning into it is what they talked about, and going vegan-ish. I like that, you know, not saying I'm doing 100% or I'm giving up meat, alcohol, dairy, sugar all at once. But really, you find that here's the great news. Here's another secret. The more healthy food you eat, maybe you've experienced this yourself, you have, of course, Lydia, but our listeners, the healthier your cravings. You don't really want that glass of wine. It starts looking like kind of poison, and that cookie is kind of toxic. And that makes it easy then to continue with this kind of diet. We just have 2 minutes left, and you mentioned in your talk at your restaurant that you can get into trouble with too much sugar, and then that you didn't go into details, but are you talking about the problems that come if you have, you know, too much fruit in your diet, if you're going for, you know, mostly
too
fruit and vegetables?
Too much fruit, and, like, you can eat raw foods or be a vegan and or vegetarian, you live on Hershey bars or chocolate or, you know, lots of dates or things like that, and a lot of the fruits have been hybridized to be very sweet as a selling component. You'll see tomato soup or any, pretty much most foods on the market have some kind of sweetener, because you put enough sweetener in it, it's like it's going to taste good.
High fructose corn syrup is the reason most of America is overweight.
Exactly.
That one ingredient.
So it's very addictive, and so the key is to really go for more greens. The more greens you have, whatever form it is, the better you're going to feel. It gives oxygen to the planet. It gives you oxygen. It repairs your tissue, your blood. It's a builder. It's very close to the hemoglobin in your blood, so it's almost like getting a transfusion. So if people can focus on chlorophyll, and whether it's spirulina or whatever form, then it'll be a really good direction.
Great. I joked that I finally got my fill, my chlorophyll of green, with all the wheatgrass colonics and ingestion of stuff that I did down at the White Chai. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sure notice Lydia Kindheart of Lydia's Love and Foods. She's a great resource. I encourage you to check her out next time you're at Green Festival or any place where they have food vendors. You'll find her booth. It's yummy. And that's
my Fairfax to my restaurant.
Okay, great. If you're in the Marin County area, check her out in Fairfax.
Okay, thank you so much.
That does it for this edition of The Green Front. I'm Betsy Rosenberg. Hope you've enjoyed this program. See you next time.